references?
There are lots of radio references. I've been giggling to it quite a lot while reading through.
So, of course, it's Snow White and the Seven DJ Hosts.
Yes.
And, yeah, so Natalie and I have been doing a bit of casting. We haven't told anybody yet what parts they've got. We're going to try and do that next week and then send the scripts out. But you might remember that we did a live whodunit in October last year as part of, for our Halloween show. And it was so much fun. I think we gave it one other airing after that as well, didn't we, on a, for a show. But, yeah, really loads and loads of fun. And we're hoping to get the studio full of all of these characters.
All of the seven radio shows.
Yes.
And they're definite characters.
It will be like nothing you've ever heard before.
Oh,
yes. And we're thinking about things that you need to hear on a panto. We need to have our, we need to get our music organized, and we also need to get some sound effects going as well. So
if anyone is good at any creaky door noise, yes, to send them in.
Gotta have a creaky door noise.
Yeah.
The other thing we need to do is get any of the advent calendars. So if you want to send us a little message, no longer than a minute, you can send it to us at thearts@phoenixfm.com, and we will play your little Christmassy wintry message on air from the beginning of December.
Perfect.
As part
opportunity
of
opportunity to tell us what you do
exactly,
and what you wish for everyone at Christmas.
Exactly. I will start to nudge people for that next week. But yeah, so lots of nice Christmassy things coming. We have to go back to the cheese.
Yes.
At some point. So with the pantomime.
24 days of different cheeses.
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be excellent.
There is quite a lot of different advent calendars out there this year. I've
cheese
seen the
advent calendars.
There's cheese, there's perfume. I've seen the skincare range of advent calendars. I've seen the crystals advent calendar, a crystal every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've not seen that one. I've seen Martin Lewis's rundown of Christmas calendars.
Oh, has he done one as well?
To make your best savings.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
well, of course.
Because obviously you can buy them all and then re-gift some of them if they're full-size products.
Yeah, true. Gosh, Martin Lewis. The other thing as well is, of course, that if you can make your own, which is what I'm doing. Which is taking me forever. Yeah, it's taking me forever. Anyway, we have, do we watch the Beatles one now?
Yeah, so we've not done this for a little while, but this is the time we usually have a 5-minute song where we can sit back and relax.
we haven't done take five for months, have we?
Ages. So I was talking to Spencer and he was like, oh, have you heard this new Beatles song? And actually it's about 5 minutes long. And if you haven't heard already, the Beatles have broken UK chart records this week as they've returned to number one with their song Now and Then. So they have broken some records because of the amount of time between their last number one and their present number one. Should we have a listen to that?
Let's have a listen.
You might have heard it already. It is number one, but, you know, it's all arts programme and that.
Yeah.
I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because you play them too. But I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. When love comes down without devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door. Cause I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith. Yes, I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby, you know I'm asking you to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. Say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe you mean every word you say. Can't help but think of yesterday. And another one would tie me down to the lover boy rules. Before this river becomes an ocean, before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh baby, I reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. Yes, I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith. Yes, I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Oh, don't, 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 becomes an ocean before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh baby, I reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. Cause I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith. Cause I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
Wow.
That was brilliant. Well done, everyone.
It's really strange because it felt like a real song that I needed to turn off or turn on at the desk, and I didn't need to. Wow. That's amazing, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So unless you hadn't realised, we are in the studio with Groove Sensations. So thank you for coming. And that was a rendition...
Yes, George Michael's Faith.
George Michael, but there's also something a little bit more in there.
Yes, yes. A little thing that we decided to throw in last minute.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. I did see you trying to hold back the laughter as you were performing there, which was quite fun. But tell us more about your music, because when we came into the studio today, you said that you do a lot of covers, but actually you like to have your own kind of take on things, and that, I guess, is a little bit of that, isn't it?
I think first I'd like to say thank you for having us, right? I think I can say on behalf of everyone. We are all coming from different backgrounds as musicians, and we have our inspirations that we decided at the beginning that we'd love to mix and match, you know, throw into the whole mix and see how it, you know, where it leads us, how it's going to be, how it turns out to be, and enjoying every single moment of it.
So how did you guys all meet each other then? What was the starting point of this band?
Testing. we all met through university. We're all music students. Sort of gearing up to...
Well, which university were you at?
That is ICMP in Kilburn.
Nice.
Yeah, Institute of Contemporary Music Performance.
Yeah, know it well. So you were all there. Were you all doing music performance, or were you doing music tech or other things?
All music performance, thank you very much. music performance, that's kind of all of our passions, particularly like live stuff, I think is sort of the direction we want to head in. And then this is sort of one of our first outings as a band here.
So is that have you finished uni now? Are you all kind of out there in the world, or are you still at uni?
So me, Chris and Sam.
Your music performance performance students, I'll you should do know that. How to use a microphone.
Yes. So, there we go. Me, Chris and Sam are currently in third year, last year. So we will be graduating next year, and then Trigat is
in second year.
So, yeah.
That's how we actually met, because as a performance student in the first year in our university, we have a class called Life Performance Workshop, and these wonderful boys were in the house band in my particular class, and that's how I met them. And it was, you know, chemistry from the start.
I have to say, like, I know, like, further education is not always for everyone, but it is definitely a place where you get to meet people that you can jam with, that you can explore music with, that you can find new types of ways of working with. It everyone that I've spoken to that's gone to uni to do music has been in so many different bands and has explored so many different types of music. I think do you feel like it's really broadened your horizons being there?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say ICMPs is one of the unis in London that you have the most diverse set of genre, like people doing different genres. So you could like everything from jazz, hip hop, pop, indie, everything. Because you've got like songwriters and also producers. There are a lot of different courses, so there's a lot of different people you can meet and a lot of contact to make. Yeah,
that's one of the questions I had actually, because I've been investigating some of your Instagrams personally, and I saw Shukra, you play jazz.
You've been Instagram stalking again.
I have been
Instagram
stalking. For all of you, it'd be really interesting just to know your musical background.
I'm actually, before coming to the ICMP, I was formally trained in jazz and classical. I started as a classical, when it comes to, like, you know, musician, as a musician, I started playing piano when I was in second grade, I think. I had all the classes, all the proper lessons, ear training, solfeggio, music theory, all that. Later on, in high school, I decided to do a little more jazz, because at the moment I was heavily into it, and I studied jazz actually with some really great teachers in the States. I went to the high school there. Just to name a few, my jazz department chair was Marshall Hawkins, who, for those who know, was Miles Davis's bassist, who's like one of the greatest jazz musicians of all time. So yeah, but I've been singing since I'm three, I'd say. That has kind of always been there. But musically, as a musician, as a composer, songwriter, so forth and so on, life threw me into different direction all the time. And my life throws me all the time into different directions, such as this university that I was thrown into a year ago.
For me, I did the more traditional guitar route. My parents wanted me to do get lessons in an instrument, and I decided on guitar, and then I started out with like more classical for a couple of years, but of course me as a little young kid wanted to play rock, so I went over to the electric guitar in like an afternoon music school thing. Then in college I had a teacher that was more like into jazz, and it kind of broadened my horizons there. I always grew up with a lot of different kind of music. My family is really interested in different kind of music, so I always had that around me. More jazz in high school, and then after that I came to London here, and still playing like various genres, trying to be versatile.
I'd say my sort of musical upbringing is a bit less dynamic than these guys, because when I was around 10, I really wanted to play guitar, because guitar is really cool.
It is.
Yeah, especially when you're 10 years old, it's very cool. It's the coolest thing there is.
And when you get to university, if you can play the guitar, you are the cool person in the room, because you can just play around for
I'd say that's true if it's not a music university. Everyone in the room can play guitar, and you're like, oh, okay.
This is why so many musicians go to art school, right?
Then from then on, I sort of kept it going, sort of getting better at guitar, and then went to a music college in East London called Elam. Great place.
Now Elam, yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And sort of early on there, I swapped to bass because I decided that bass was cooler than guitar, which is still very true. Lock eyes with Alex.
Some boxing gloves are coming out.
In terms of genres, kind of a similar sort of thing. Got into rock quite early, hence the guitar playing, and then from then on, it's just kind of just been a melting pot of stuff, sort of whatever my...
Just tell us about your instrument that you brought in today, because it's a really cute little...
Yeah, I wish it was mine. It's a friend of ours. This is Tom's U-bass, which is like a ukulele, like a, you know, those little guitar things. But it is a bass guitar.
It's so cute, though.
It's very cute. It's
adorable. Very fancy. Yeah, it's, but also just kind of quite nice and versatile, because obviously bass is quite a... thing to bring along, isn't it? But having a little ukulele bass is like a really cool thing. I didn't know they had those.
No, it's brilliant. It's very portable.
And finally,
have you got a mic? No,
I got a mic on the.
Hello, I am Chris, the only one to actually introduce themselves.
Well then, Chris.
Therefore, I am the leader of this band. I started playing drums when I was about 6 because my dad had kept his kit from. Like, he played when he was kind of my age, in the 80s. And he kept his kit and used it as an excuse to my mum. Like, oh, we'll use it as a coffee table and we'll set it up one day. So it was drums all around the house. He's managed to set it up finally and taught me how to play. And I've played ever since, to my neighbour's despair. There's nothing they can do about it. I went through the same sort of route as Sam. Music college and now uni, and now I'm stuck in an endless loop with these boys. It's great fun.
Can you tell us a bit more about the instruments that you brought in today?
Because
these are also very funky.
So I have a shaker from, I think my dad got it from Mauritius when he was there with work or something.
It's got a dodo on it. Which
if
is
that's what that is, then yeah.
Which is the last place dodos existed.
Wow, every day's a learning day. So that's that. I have
a tambourine.
Lovely. And then this is actually not mine. It belongs to the...
we borrow all our equipment.
It belongs to Alex over here.
Hi.
It's a cajon. So it's like a box of wood, if you couldn't tell, with snare wires on the inside, which is the... It gives it that kind of... that crack. So you can use it as like a full drum kit, just with one bit of wood.
So it's depending on where your hands move, you get different sounds from it. You might have seen people as well, because I think when you're walking down the street and you see buskers and stuff, people are usually sitting on them. And kind of hitting them underneath them, aren't they? So great. Well, do you know it works incredibly well? But I think you've got another song to share, haven't you?
Should we do that? And then play for us next while you reset up the mics in there.
Perfect. Thank you.
That was actually a question.
Oh, wait, did you ask something? I'm sorry, I was a bit zoned out by Chris's story. So what was the question?
The
next song. Actually, it's an interesting story. The next song is a arrangement that our wonderful Alex did. This is a song by Avicii called Wake Me Up. They say I'm caught up in a dream. My life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Try carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game that's made for everyone, and love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself, and I didn't know I was lost.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
And we're back in the studio. That was another amazing track. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, I want to, if I can add again, it's this is Alex's arrangement. Kind of, I feel like this. We picked this song because I feel like it kind of represents us as a band. We might be still doing covers, but we are doing it our own way. We're imprinting ourselves into the sound. And I hope our lovely listeners were able to feel it.
I would absolutely not discount or not, you know, ignore the fact that a covers band is a really successful band to be in. And, you know, I used to work for an organisation called Help Musicians. And every year we saw so many incredible covers bands who were really professional musicians going out and doing all sorts of great things. So, you know, there's an absolute, like... there's some really great cover bands out there, and there's some really great audiences for cover bands. Yeah. So I think doing those kind of things, and like you said, doing them in your own way is really exciting as well. So,
I mean, being in the band with these boys, already exciting as it is.
Dream come true.
Yes, it is. I mean, unfortunately, listeners can't see what I see. But look at these three men. It's wonderful. Like all of us love music, right? And it's and we may be gravitating towards one thing or the other depending on what we grew up on. But again, as at the end of the day, in this whole mix, working with these wonderful guys, and we're putting our thoughts and ideas, and out of those ideas and thoughts, usually comes something really, really nice and great, and can be more thankful to them.
Is it your aspiration? I mean, this is really lovely. Love the feel in the room. Thank you for that. Is it your aspiration to get out there and start doing some live performances as a band? And what's the kind of next steps for you guys?
Yeah, so we're still kind of a bit in the startup period. But we're, as you've linked to on your... We have a show reel, like a YouTube video we posted for where we did some covers. And it is the plan to try getting gigs, more kind of like function gigs for
parties
and weddings
and mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Bar mitzvahs.
Can I add that Sam was really looking for those? Sam is really, for some reason, he really wants to perform at bar mitzvahs. He's saying they're really, really fun.
Good gigs. They're not good.
So you're available to hire, basically.
Yes,
we are available to hire.
Fantastic.
And for those who are interested, you can find us on Instagram at groovesensation.band. And out of the Instagram, out of the magic of Instagram, you can contact us directly through the direct messages or via Gmail, like you also can find there.
If you don't have Instagram, Sam is probably on your street corner.
Yeah, that's true. I get around a bit.
You can contact via YouTube as well.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, that's true. So yeah, follow our Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everything you can find us under the Groove Sensation Band. Yeah,
we'll keep posting more covers, like
absolutely,
filming and recording more covers to post on YouTube and Instagram and all that.
Yeah, so. New stuff is coming, definitely.
So the kind of the aspiration, I guess, is by the time you finish this college this year, this academic year, and
although kind of one of you's got a little bit more to go, but that you'd start doing, you'd be ramping up your kind of professional performances and starting to kind of move into that. Would you also look at other things? Because I know it's really difficult as musicians, you have to sort of think about all the different strings to your bow, and performing is one of them. So have you kind of looked at other things, and whether you're kind of session musicians or whether you're kind of recording on tracks for other people and those sorts of things?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a big sort of theme in, like, across university and across sort of people, especially in, like, our age range, kind of getting into the music industry, because it's not really a case of, you know, you just do one thing and that's the thing you do and you get paid for that and you're successful doing that one thing. I feel like there's a lot of sort of, not necessarily pressure, but certainly a kind of expectation for you to sort of branch out and do a lot of different things, especially with, like, social media, you know. It comes across as more employable if you've got more sort of versatility. Like, versatility is, like, key to doing stuff, and I think that kind of applies for all of us doing, you know, different projects, having our own sessions, songwriting, that kind of thing.
And I think you're right that whilst it shouldn't be a pressure to have to do that, I think the acknowledgement is that no one single source will give you enough income to live on. I mean, that's unfortunately the realism of it, is that you have to do a number of things, whether that's doing session musician for other people, you know, going into musical theatre, sitting in the pit for a bit, or whether that's teaching or doing other things as well, that the whole thing. But I suppose the kind of positive way of thinking about it is that you're getting to be a musician 100% of the time. It's just choosing to do those things within music. But we've kind of interviewed lots of musicians, I've worked with lots of musicians, so we kind of know what this journey is like, and we really do understand it. So apart from anything else, we really appreciate you coming out to Brentwood. There is, if you ever want to come back though, I am going to do a plug for the Hermit, because one of the other things that we're interested in and why we do the arts programme is that we want to inspire other people to get into it, to get into creativity, to become a creative person, or just to come and watch and take part as in whatever way that they want to. So every time we kind of talk to people, it's all about, our show is all about trying to inspire people to go and do it themselves, or to go and watch it, to be part of it. And every Friday night at the Hermit, there is a youth music club, essentially. So it's from 13 to 19 year old, roughly. And the idea is to get young people really involved in playing instruments, playing on a stage. It's really relaxed. It's super cool atmosphere. And, you know, you kind of get to put a jam session together, and you get put in a jam and you kind of play some stuff, and everybody comes away going, oh my God, I got on stage and I did something. And there's starting to be a kind of really nice group. So what I really like to do is bring young people like yourselves into that environment and just kind of be that inspiration for role models of, actually, you know, we're only a few years ahead of some of the guys in that, some of the people in that room, but you've kind of made the decisions to go off and do music and to come and perform and do that and share that with other young people. So if you ever wanted to come back to Brentwood, I would absolutely get you to come on a Friday night and come down to the Hermit and do a few numbers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because I think that would be really cool. But we also just want to ask you quickly as well, this is something that we ask again, that whole thing about inspiration and how you get inspiration and where it comes from, but also what are the things that you know now? So every guest that we have on the show, we ask them, if you could go back and speak to your younger self, you can pick your age range of that younger self, but a kind of a time at which you probably were having to make some decisions or having to think about where you were trying to go, or, you know, those kind of those big transition moments, like when you're 11 or when you're 16 or when you're 18, going back to one of those points and thinking, what would you say to yourself, knowing what you know now, if you could meet yourself on the street, what piece of advice would you give?
I reckon I'd, one of two ways. One, I would look myself dead in the eyes and just say, shut up, just stop talking all the time. And the other thing is,
are you the talkative one in the band?
I'm the irritating one with very low filter, as you might have noticed. I'd say just try everything, because the only way, I've spent a lot of my younger years especially kind of being very, like, low self-esteem, kind of panicking about everything I'm about to do, every new thing. But the only way you'll find out what you like and what you don't like doing is by doing it once. You don't have to like it immediately, but there might be, like, a little thing you want to latch onto and try in the future. But if you don't try it, you're never going to figure it out, and you're never going to feel better about yourself. you're never going to enjoy what you're doing.
I think that's really I think that's really important. I think the other thing that makes me think of, Chris, is that if you try it once and you don't like it, you've learnt something. Really important, as much as if you try it and you like it. That, you know, it's like that whole thing about there is no failure, there is just trying things out and they didn't work, and you've learnt so much more from it not working than sailing through and it being a breeze. So thank you for that, Chris.
And definitely when it comes to performing, everyone in the audience watching you is actually just impressed.
Yeah.
They're not judging you, they're just impressed that you're performing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Next.
Yeah, so for me, I would say, because I feel, I sometimes look back to when I was like in this afternoon music, evening music school, that I wish I had like practiced more, been more into it. But at the same time, because then I got really into it when I went into music college. But at the same time, I feel like it should be a natural journey. Always do as much, and what you think is fun is kind of a bit expansion of Chris's, try different things, but like do what you think is what you enjoy and what you think is fun, and just if you really think seriously about becoming a performer, just get on that stage as early as possible, because a lot of things just comes with experience. And being on that stage early and performing regularly is really, really helpful. So from as early as you can, try and do that.
And what I heard from that was that it's kind of interesting. I'm a mum of somebody who wants to be a musician. And one of the things that I kind of often think in the back of my head is, why aren't they doing it every minute of the day? And what I'm hearing from you is, like, if you force it, maybe that's not the right way to do it, and you've got to do it when you feel that it's the right time for you to do it. And if that means, you know, turning up to something and singing or playing for 2 minutes, and that's all you want to do that in that moment, that's okay too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think so too. I think as well, like a consequence of me maybe pushing too hard in the early time would be like burning out, getting bored, and moving on to something else. I wouldn't be here today. Of course, I guess that could have been a good way as well. I would still do something I enjoy, but well, I'm here and I'm happy with the kind of the way I did things in the end. Yeah.
I'll go a bit more philosophical, I guess. Even though I still think that I should have practiced more, spent more time back in the day practicing instead of, I don't know, goofing around, I'd say. I'd say this. I wish I paid more attention to the power that music has when it comes to connecting people and with people. Because I remember when I was probably 14, 15 years old, I was spending pretty much the whole day just practicing. I could have done it better, yes, still, but I was practicing. I basically locked myself in a room and I was just there. And I think it was great. I loved it. But music is such a wonderful, universal thing that connects people and helps you connect with people. And, for example, I think you maybe understand it as a mom. When I was, as I said, I was classically trained at first. And I remember there was a period in my life when I absolutely hated classical piano. It was really bad. It was rough. I didn't like practicing. It was torture. But my mom, she's not a musician. Nobody's in my family is a musician. I'm first ever musician in my family. She used to sit with me. She said, I don't understand anything that's in front of you, like the sheet music charts. She did not. She knew nothing. But she was there just with her presence helping me a lot. And that helped me to connect more with her. And I didn't do anything. It's just the music that helped us to connect more, which I want to say hello to my mom because I know that she's listening. Yeah. Also, quick plug. And yeah, just I wish I spend more time appreciating music and how universal and magical it is.
And how it really helps people. I mean, I think the one thing that, you know, the whole of, I mean, certainly talking from a UK perspective, the UK government really woke up to how the creative industries affect people's well-being. During lockdown, and I think, you know, we saw that
time and time again for most incredible examples of, you know, opera singers who were standing on their balconies and singing to their street, to all of the fundraising that was done through, I mean, when I was at Help Musicians, there were so many musicians who were fundraising for musicians. It was the most incredible. But also, like, just how music helps us understand the world that we live in and are and helps us interpret what we're feeling and all those sorts of things. And I think that that's a really good development of you as a musician to really start thinking about actually what I'm doing is changing somebody's life for the better, or helping them understand that particular moment in their life, or, you know, being I'm on this journey with all these people, and I'm
kind of everything. I think it all it is like everything in the same time, like, happening. I don't know, because for example, when I personally perform, as much as I'm living in that moment, living in that song, it's music. It's open for the interpretation. I might feel one thing, you might feel the other, but at the end of the day, it's some sort of therapy. It's some sort of release, and I think it's wonderful. It's beautiful. I highly recommend anyone. Even the tears that you get from listening to a music, they're different.
Yeah.
That emotional release.
True. Like, if you ask people if they're creative or if they do anything that's, you know, arty or creative or whatever, and they kind of go, oh no, I don't. They go, do you listen to music? Do you listen to the radio? And they go, oh yeah, I listen to music. And then you start asking them, what's the first thing that you ever heard? And it's, you know, the association with music and stories and histories and, you know, all of those things come out when you start tuning into actually why is music so important. I think of all the art forms, I think music's the one that really captures us as individuals.
Yeah, if you go like in depth,
very visceral and very real.
Yeah, if you go in depth of the music, like, it can be equally personal and not, you know what I mean? It's just wonderful. As I said, it's an incredible thing, and it's for everyone to enjoy. So
let's have one final piece of advice, and then we're going to get you to sing. So
I feel pretty hard pressed to follow that one.
Sorry,
apologize for giving great advice. Yeah, for me, I think I'd just say, I feel like when something, particularly in music, is difficult, that kind of means it's more worthwhile in pursuing. Because I feel like, you know, particularly in my own habits, it's a lot easier to take different paths and kind of navigate through obstacles that way by just sort of avoiding things or, you know, trying to put in little effort into certain challenges and divert the attention somewhere else. But I feel like, particularly like in university and playing with people and learning songs, sometimes can be really tricky. Any minor challenge to like the most major challenges, like getting like a stable income and like balancing your social life and your work. Mm. I feel like once you sort of begin overcoming those things, a kind of sense of fulfillment isn't something you're going to find by just sort of coasting and putting in minimal effort, which, as much as that is lovely and needed sometimes, I feel like I've gotten to where I am now because of my decisions to tackle those bigger obstacles and do what I do.
That's great. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for all of that. Now we want one final piece of music from you. One final song from you. So tell us this one. Introduce this one for us.
I will actually ask Chris to start playing. Then I'll do a little talk. Yeah. First of all, thank you very much for having us. And to every single person who joined us today, we really, 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 really appreciate that. And we love every second of being here. It's great and wonderful. Once again, we have Chris playing percussion today, Sam on the bass, aka Sam Clark Bass, Alex playing guitar. My name is Shukrad, and I was singing for you today. This one is Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. Anyone who knows the lyrics, including our wonderful hosts, please join us. 1, 2, 3, woo! Captured effortlessly, that's the way it was. Happened so naturally, I didn't know it was love. Next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. Now we're flying through the stars. I hope this night will last forever.
was waiting for you. It was so long. I knew just what I would do when I heard your song. Filled my heart with your bliss, gave me freedom. You knew I could not resist, I needed someone. And now we're flying through the stars. I hope this night will last forever. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, ain't nobody loves me better. Makes me happy, makes me feel this way. Ain't nobody loves me better than you. Yeah. Wait for night time to come and bring you to me. Can't believe I'm the one, I was so lonely. I feel like no one could feel, I must be dreaming. I want this dream to be real, I need this feeling. I make my wish upon a star and I hope this night will last forever. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, ain't nobody loves me better. Makes me happy, makes me feel this way. But ain't nobody loves me better than you. Ain't nobody loves me better. Makes me happy, makes me feel this way. Ain't nobody loves me better than you. Oh, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ain't nobody loves me better than you.
When I think of Christmas, I think of you. Remember the snow angels, unorthodox anecdotes about how it's never home unless you're here. Don't matter how deep the snow, don't matter how cold it goes, I've already made it home because you're here. Still at the kids' table even though we're grown. Hands on money cap underneath the table. We got a secret only you and me know, but they know. Cause a love like ours comes with the brightest of halos. Yeah, they know that when I think of of halos, yeah, they know that when I think of Christmas, I think of you and me and a classic kiss. Modern love is what it is. When I think of Christmas, I think of nothing but nothing to do. I'll wrap myself in front of you. When I think of Christmas, I think of you.
FM. Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep be safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
And that's all we have time for this week.
That is gone so quickly this week. But before we go, we were remiss not to offer the shout-outs to your friends, families, colleagues, universities, lecturers, whoever you want to shout-out to. So off you go. Yeah. Who do you need to thank?
So I've been appointed chief shout-outer for this one. I would like to shout out my mum, my nan, my dad, my brother, Thanks. Tom. Name, well, my nan, Janet, my mum, Louise, my dad, Chaz, Charlie, my brother, Tom. Shout out to Chris's music teacher, Janet McLeod. Shout out to Alex's girlfriend, Bea. Chris's girlfriend, Natalia, of course, who I live with, that's insane. Shout out to CJ, hope he's listening. My cousin Kelsey, she's listening, I think.
Shout out to every single person who played any role in our lives.
Yes.
We are where we are because Everyone. Of you guys. Thank you very much. Shout out to my family. I love you guys, all of you.
He just comes in and gets so wholesome. I'm trying my hardest over and he just blows me out of the water, man.
Thank you so much for all of you for coming in today. It's been so much fun getting to know you. And, well, that's all that we've got time for, really, isn't it?
So thank you to our guests, Shukrat, Sam, Alex and Chris, for joining us and sharing your band. Mm-hmm. But right now we have to hand over to the King of Groove, I'm afraid, and that is the legend Nigel Fitzmaurice and the best soul and funk to get you through the evening.
Yeah, because you need that on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
So remember, if you want to suggest anything you'd like to hear on the show about the world of arts and culture, please get in touch with us at theartsprogram@phoenixfm.com or you find us on Facebook and Twitter, X, still haven't got used to saying that, at Program Arts. That's all for now. We will leave you with the Waitresses with the Christmas wrapping song. I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie. And this has been the Arts Program on Phoenix FM.
One.